Well, I guess when I actually turn the key in the lock for the last time, you know, it might hit me, you know, in a different way. I think it is very sad. It's the end of, you know, as I say, 150 years of my family connection to the arts in Derry. My father brought contemporary art to Derry. You know, there is, and I've said it before, there is a lack of interest and support in the visual arts in Derry.
What do you mean?
Well, what I do not mean, which somebody told me yesterday that somebody else had been in the art business thought I was being very disrespectful to my clients, I was not talking about a lack of support from
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually talking about overall visual arts. You know, if there was a ladder pointing out, you know, all, you know, the various bits of culture that we have here, you know, music is probably at the top, you know, and theatre sort of down a bit, and then visual art is way on the bottom rung.
Did you have a lot of hope last year, Richard, for what things would be like this year? Did you have a lot of optimism when you seen what was happening in the city?
I did. I mean, as I say, you know, it wasn't going to solve all our problems, but I did have a lot of expectations. It was such a large opportunity. I mean, not every city gets that opportunity. Very few, in fact. And so in order to put on the best that I possibly could, that involved me spending a lot of money, a lot more money than I would normally spend. It resulted in very little financial reward at all. In fact, I mean, it didn't in the end. it was a loss. You know, I had to do that because we were suddenly in the world spotlight and all these people were coming to visit. And so therefore, I had to make sure that whatever they came to see was worth coming to see.
What for you is the legacy of the City of Culture Year?
Well, I have to say there is no legacy as far as I'm concerned. The one thing that would have been a legacy is an independent international gallery. And we had the building ready to walk into, second turn I walked out. So the entire point of being a city of culture is that it is to transform or begin the transformation of a city. And this is something that could have happened for Derry, and it hasn't. If last year had been a great success for me, if politically things were improving in this part of the world, if our infrastructure was good, if, you know, all of arts were being supported, as you know, by local government, by central government, you know, as they should be, would I be closing? I mean, is this really something that I kind of, you know, just thought, woke up one morning and thought, ugh, I think I'll close my whole business and my whole way of life. So this is not something that I thought about lightly. Now, I mean, I would just like to say that you know, a lot of people have supported me down the years, and I am very grateful to all of them. And, you know, I couldn't have done it without them, and I couldn't have done it without the support of the artists either. But the situation in the city now is that it is impossible for me to carry on operating one of the best private commercial gallery spaces in Ireland, because there is no market here for me anymore. And I think that's very sad. This is my city. It's where I grew up in. And, you know, I will be sad to leave it. And I would hope more than anything that that the city does benefit hugely from what happened last year, and that things will improve for a lot of people.
But for you, it's too late.
For me, it's too late. For me, I have to now make changes to the way I operate and where I operate. And as I say, I didn't take the decision lightly, but that's life.